David Brown live from the MVP newsroom with the news you may have missed. According to a recent study, more than half of American citizens would refuse to wear a face mask in a bar or a restaurant regardless of government advice. A study of 2,000 adults found one-third feel self-conscious at the thought of wearing a mask when leaving the house. And while 56% are prepared to don a face covering when going on public transport, 69% have no intention of wearing one when walking, and 6 in 10 won't consider it for meeting family or friends. 1 in 10 Americans go so far as to say they will refuse to wear a face mask anywhere in public, even if it became a law introduced in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. With this sort of attitude, we may have the coronavirus for years to come. This next story is from Alexandria, Kentucky. Police now employs 2 full-time social workers to work and respond with its 17 officers. The department says there has been a significant drop in repeat 911 calls, with approximately 15% fewer people going to jail. Many feel this model can be transferred to major cities. As 2019, Alexandria has a population of 9,715. For our final story, a Tennessee senator is facing up to 20 years in prison for allegedly stealing more than $600,000 in federal grant money. In an indictment handed down Wednesday, Senator Katrina Robinson, who also serves as the director of the Healthcare Institute, applied for and received $2.2 million in federal grants on the institute's behalf between 2015 and 2019. She used the money for vacations, home improvements, and loan payments. Robinson reportedly paid for her wedding, honeymoon, and subsequent divorce. I am David Brown. This was the news you may have missed.